Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are honored.
Yes, we
to
are.
Be welcomed by
yes,
two of are. Our favorites from my immediate left.
Yep.
The fabulous
yep.
Kristen Cassano, Director of Communications for the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. To her left, the equally fabulous Christy Koval, Director of Public Policy. Good morning,
Hi,
ladies.
Kids. Good morning.
How are you? Thanks for coming in.
We're great.
You always brighten up our studio, make it a little bit classier joint. Big times ahead in the next month. Well, it's always big times, Kristen, for the Alzheimer's Association,
but
especially the
stuff.
Next several weeks.
We are so busy. And we're so excited to invite
you all to all of our things.
Yes.
So many things we have going on. First of all, we are, you know, Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter, and we really serve and work to help the 78,000 people who are living with Alzheimer's in Connecticut.
Right.
And 178,000 caregivers.
Well, that's what I thought. It's not just 78,000. You've got a whole 200,000 people.
Absolutely. Caregivers, as you know, really, it's a very stressful situation helping out and caring for someone who has this disease. So we're caring for those folks, and those are just the folks we know. We know that a lot of people are still undiagnosed, that still haven't been there yet, still haven't gotten to the doctor, still not talking about their memory issues. So we have a lot of things coming up to address that, including a big volunteer event coming up this weekend where we're pulling in folks for all our events. And then, as Christy can chat about, we have our big advocacy day.
We do. We do at the State Capitol Wednesday, March 11th.
Okay.
This is a great event, alz.org/CT, if people are interested to come down to the Capitol. The event is from 9 to 1, and this is a time where people can get involved. They can meet their legislators. We're going to be talking a little bit about the bill that passed last year, the dementia training bill.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes.
You remember we were talking about that last year on the show, and also about the updates to the Alzheimer's state plan. So we'd love to see as many folks as possible, and we are providing transportation from our Southington office if people want to take
a
bus.
Okay.
How has the cooperation been, Christy, with the legislature? Obviously, that bill passed, but are you getting the level of cooperation you need on the local level?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things about Alzheimer's disease is that it's really a nonpartisan issue. So there are so many legislators that are affected not only by constituents in their district, but a lot of legislators have really strong personal connections.
Mm-hmm.
So we are seeing a lot of support, and people are recognizing that as a state we're aging. Well, Connecticut's the sixth oldest state. More and more people are getting diagnosed and getting affected. And so, you know, looking at legislation that's going to help the people that are affected as well as the caregivers makes good policy sense.
I think it's kind of odd that, you know, first of all, and I just want to go back to you, Christy. Oh, you can do it, Christy. What's the incidence of Alzheimer's? I would say 30 years ago, I don't know how many people even knew it existed.
Yeah, it's interesting. Back then, what did we think it was? Oh, senility.
Getting old.
Right.
Yes, exactly right.
Got the senile thing, and we're going to put her in the back room and feed her a couple times a day.
Senior moments.
No, that's not it. That is not it. It's not even a thing.
Right.
This is dementia, which is the umbrella term, and that's those symptoms of memory issues that affect your daily life. And then there are types of things that cause dementia. One of them is Alzheimer's. That's the most common. And then there's Lewy body and vascular.
Oh my God.
And I think we are living longer, right? So that's part of the reason
why. So the
why.
Incident goes up.
Yeah. Right now, it's every 65 seconds someone develops this disease in this country.
Yikes.
Have people become more aware of the signs?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. I think that's it. And I think part of it, we were talking about, you know, we do a lot of education. Free education across the state, right?
Sure.
Classes all over on things including what are the 10 signs to look for? From that to how do I keep my brain healthy? To further on in the disease, how do I effectively communicate with my loved one?
Mm.
Because essentially, like I've said on the show before, dementia is like another language. You know, you have to go into their reality. You don't argue. All of these things. Keep things simple. So I think that, yes, there's more education, but as Christy was mentioning, the bill, which offers education to doctors and nurses.
Right.
So that there can be more diagnoses.
Well, and that's, Kristen just hit the nail on the head, education of doctors and nurses, because they don't, as great as many of them are, they don't have all the answers.
They don't. And, you know, we had a lot of physician support for this bill last year, because to have that opportunity to learn about the signs and symptoms of dementia and be able to know what those are and then have the time to talk with their patients about this, it's really going to help. We definitely suggest that if people are worried about their memory, that they go get checked out. And it's important to go with to your doctor armed with that information and share it and ask the right questions.
You want to give us, what are the symptoms? So let's do that very quickly.
Sure. I mean, they could be anything from, you know, activities that affect your daily life, right? So getting lost, going to a grocery store that you've been going to for 20 years, or going home, getting to a stop sign and not knowing if it's left or right to get home.
Oh.
Things like having trouble doing basic life events. Like my mother used to have trouble balancing her checkbook, and she was really great at balancing her checkbook to the penny. Having trouble with processing, not able to make a pot of coffee because there's so many steps to be able to make a pot of coffee.
Really?
It is. So basically, if people are concerned, and it's you want to look for memory changes that impact your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
It is very common. Everyone does it when they walk into a room and you go, oh my goodness, what am I doing in here? Or you walk into a parking garage after an event and you're like, where is my car? That's not Alzheimer's. However, more significant memory concerns and changes that are impacting your daily life,
right,
you should probably go get checked out.
Ray says that every morning when I walk in at 6:50.
What? What's that?
What am I doing in here?
that's a little different.
Not,
It's a little early, too.
That's exactly right.
A little different scenario.
We've all been here before.
Oh, my God. Christy Colville from Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. Kristen Cassato, Director of Communications, with us. We'll take a real quick break for traffic and come back. We'll tell you about all the volunteer kickoffs that are taking place this weekend. In fact, one's starting tomorrow.
Good ones. Good ones. Norwich.
Good places, too. You know, Ray mentioned that you people know how to party.
Well, no, it wasn't me. It was our producer.
Was it Matt?
Matt said you guys have great parties.
Because he's probably DJed some of your events.
I think he has.
Maybe.
Listen, we want to bring joy to those who are not having a lot
exactly.
of joy.
Exactly. Right?
So if we can have a great time at a walk or an event
absolutely.
To turn those caregivers' frowns upside down, we will do it.
Well, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Right, let's check the ride into work or home or to the gym or wherever you're going. Mike Allen in the Brown, Payne, Darius & Scott Traffic Center at 848. Michael, Alzheimer's Association is what we're talking about. Our friends from the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. Kristen Cassato, Director of Communications, rock star, and Christy Colville, Director of Public Policy.
Hey, wait, I'm a rock star,
also
too.
Well, you
rock
are,
star.
But she went on the rock cruise.
Oh, okay.
So right now.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the volunteer kickoff events. You've got four of them coming up at all different parts of the state.
No.
What exactly goes on at that?
At the volunteer kickoffs?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we are really excited to do this year. So one of the things we know about this disease is that we need more volunteers to make an impact. We've been able to do this in the advocacy space with the number of advocates that have gone down to Washington and up here locally, but we are looking for advocates to do a number of things, whether or not they table for us in an event, get involved, and perhaps do some community education, which we would provide training for, become an advocate, join our Speakers Bureau, or get involved in any of our events, whether that's the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the Longest Day, our two galas, any other education, and help us in the office, too. I have some great interns, and we have some great office volunteers. So, again, people can go on our website. Tomorrow night, it's going to be at Epicure Brewing in Norwich, and then we have three events on Saturday throughout the state. One is at Illicit Brewing in Manchester.
It's a phenomenal place.
I'm
really?
So excited to go.
Yeah,
I've never
like
been.
It. You'll like it.
I'm going to that location. And then one also at Area 2 Brewing down in Stratford. And then there's another one in the Northwest.
Falls Village Inn and Falls Village. And they're all the 29th, Leap Day, leap into action, right?
Yes. Oh,
on the
like
29th.
That.
We've got some You're extra smooth. Time. Why don't you volunteer with us from 1 to 3 and just come find out about what the opportunities are. You know, we are a staff of 2021. We can't reach everybody in this state. We need the volunteers to spread up, because the worst thing, I'll tell you guys both, I cannot stand to hear this, and it makes me so upset because I wish it was more out there when people say, boy, I really wish I knew about that when my mom was sick with Alzheimer's. Oh. So here's the information. We are here for you. We don't want you to go through this alone as a caregiver or as someone who's even interested in the disease, protecting your brain, which we've talked about on this show. Thank you guys very much for that. So come find out what we have going on. We have a helpline for everyone anytime. That's 1-800-272-3900. You can call with any question about dementia, or if you want to come to our volunteer event, please come alz.org/CT, and then also come to our Connecticut Advocacy Day.
Right, which is Wednesday, March 11th. Yeah. And again, people, I know people get kind of uncomfortable with, they say, oh, I'm not political, but you don't have to be political.
It's not political.
It's not political. No. It's sharing your story. Legislators absolutely love coming to this event, and they love seeing constituents. We already have a great amount of people that are already signed up, many more than last year. We'd love to see as many people come to the Capitol, and we want to turn the Capitol purple that day.
What are the hours that day?
So it's 9 to 1. Okay. We have a room reserved in the Capitol. Again, we have transportation being provided from our Southington office if people don't want to drive into Hartford, and alz.org/CT is where people can go. We do ask that people register for that event in advance.
If I volunteer, all right, you were talking about, for example, could I man the hotline, the 800 number?
Well, you don't have a voice for it.
No. Okay, I need training. I need information.
Yeah, we have trained social workers who man the hotline.
Okay, so it's not going to be a volunteer like me.
You could get some training and become an educator.
I could get a degree.
Yes, you can, and then you come back
MSW.
And find out.
What is an advocate? What is an advocator? Just explain that.
A communicator or an advocate?
Well, yeah, I think you said it.
Well, it's kind of
educator.
Like
I think.
Oh, you think you said educator.
A community educator. Okay, yeah. It's someone who is trained in what those classes we were telling about. What are the 10 signs? Right. Effective communications, and they go out and they'll go to a senior center or they'll go to a Elks Club.
Okay, that's good.
And they'll do 20 minutes to an hour of essential information, sharing our helpline, sharing what the signs are. So that people know where to reach out.
Well, and you have to be pretty well educated for that, though, because people are going to come at you with all sorts of questions.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. That's why you need training.
You do.
You just get
slapped
somebody in there.
And then if you aren't sure of a question, of course, you just send them right to the helpline or send them right to us.
And that's why there's other volunteer opportunities, too. So if you don't want to become a community educator, but you have some time on your hands and you want to run a table for us. You know,
can I stuff envelopes?
You could do that too. Absolutely. Or you could join one of our walk committees. We have 7 walks throughout the state.
When's the next walk?
September 13th is the first one.
That's, oh, we got a ways. Yeah.
We do. But the longest day is coming up in June. And it's the longest day of the year, which is a wonderful event where people, it's sort of a do your own fundraising type of event around the longest day.
We'll come back and tell you all about
that. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
We'll get you in for an hour that day.
This is the way I look at about volunteering and about getting involved with us, is that when you go through this disease, it feels like you can't fix your person. So doing something like this, volunteering for us, or it's empowering. It's like, I can do something maybe to help somebody else, or I can do something to help spread the word. And I think that's very helpful because as a caregiver, you get a little lost,
Go ahead, Rick.
Well, I just going to ask you this. You know, if you're a caregiver, seems to me as the disease progresses, it becomes more and more frustrating because here you are doing all this stuff and keeping this person alive and functioning and probably saving their life at times. But sometimes I don't think they know who you are. Isn't that kind of sad?
Sometimes they don't, but internally you always think that they do.
Well, yeah, exactly.
The feelings are the last part of the brain to go.
Yeah.
Okay, so always talk to them, not at them. Always be with them. You know, my mother stopped talking for the last 2 years of her life, but I continually spoke to her and shared with her. And I will tell you guys this.
What?
I never said this like out loud. Yeah. On the very last day of her life, hours before she died.
What?
She grabbed my hand. She squeezed my hand. She knew I was there.
Mm.
I hadn't talked to her for 2 years.
Sad,
that doesn't
but
happen to everybody, but they're in there, you guys. They are. You just have to keep giving them love.
Well, that's what I've always wondered. Because, my wife's father had Alzheimer's. And, it was very difficult to go to visit him. And, as the disease progressed, you think, well, there's somebody in there. There's something going on there. But you just wonder how much you know, how much they know. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't really tell you.
Right. Well, you're going for them, too. You're going for you, but you're also going for them. You're going to give them comfort. They know that at least you're someone who loves them. You're coming towards them with love. Mm-hmm. They can feel your essence even though they may not be able to communicate with you. So keep giving them love. Yes, it's very frustrating. And we are here. We have support groups. If you want to talk it out, we have a lot of folks who've gone through this and can share.
You had a special report commissioned. And one thing that sticks out on it as I look at it, 82% of seniors believe it's important to have their thinking and memory checked, but only 16% get regular cognitive assessments. That's a bad ratio.
It is. It is. And it's something we're working on. We're working on, number one, educating clinicians a little bit more. We, at our education conference this year, which is April 2nd at Mohegan Sun, we do have a breakout session on that clinical code and how physicians can use that a little bit more. But also, we want people to go and ask questions. If they have issues with their memory, you know, they should disclose that. You know, a lot of times people don't do that. They say,
people don't want to admit it. You don't want to
exactly.
admit it.
It's a scary thing to admit, right?
Yeah.
So, but if you have questions or things are changing, you should definitely get checked out. And you always can call our helpline, 1-800-272-3900, ask some questions. You know, it could be something else, not Alzheimer's. It could be a medication interaction. It could be a vitamin deficiency. It could be something else. Okay. So it's important
to get
checked.
Checked out.
Absolutely.
Okay. So tomorrow night, 5 to 8, Epicure Brewing, Franklin Street, Norwich. First volunteer kickoff. Then Saturday, 1 to 3, at Illicit Brewing on Adams Street on the second
That'd
floor in the
nice.
Bar, which is really nice, in Manchester.
Oh, really?
Area 2 Brewing in Stratford, Saturday from 1 to 3, and in beautiful Falls Village from 1 to 3 on Saturday on at the Falls Village Inn on Railroad Street. That's the volunteer kickoff. The Advocacy Day at the State Capitol, 9 to 1 on March 11th. And you will be back to talk about this, I hope.
Won't you?
Thank
yes.
you. Please, please.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Thank
Cassato,
you so much.
Christy Koval. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks, you
Thank
guys.
Thank you.
There we go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.